from Washington, D.C. It's the last honest man in Washington. It's the Cooner Show. From the Washington Times. From our nation's capital. Live from the belly of the beast. It's Cooner Time.
Welcome to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT. The last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570 is the number. 301-984-9570. My friends, just want to give everybody a heads up. It looks like I will be filling in for the great Michael Savage tonight. You don't have to change your dial on 570 WTNT. We'll have an hour of the Cooner Show, and then at 6 o'clock, you can hear me filling in on Michael's nationally syndicated show. I really look forward to it. Also, a quick heads up. Monday, I'll be doing a show. However, on Tuesday, you will not hear me for 2 weeks. I am off on a trip to Europe. It's a personal trip, something I've planned months ago. I will talk about it in greater detail on Monday. It's something that's very important to me, and I think I want to share it with all of you as well. But just so that you know, on Tuesday, the Jeffster, the Cooner Man, will be off for 2 weeks on a trip to Europe. My friends, we have a lot to talk about. Very dramatic news today. Will he or won't he? Remember yesterday, we talked about Pastor or Reverend Terry Jones, head of a Gainesville church, 50-member congregation, the Dove World Outreach Center. He had called off his Quran-burning barbecue event. He was not going to go through, he said, with the Quran burning, burning copies of the Quran, with his plan to burn the Quran, because, A, of the immense pressure he was under, but more importantly, because he had gotten assurances from a Florida imam, Imam Musri, that who was acting as a go-between between him and the Ground Zero Imam Mosque, the Ground Zero Mosque Imam, Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, that this Ground Zero Mosque was going to be moved. So he said, well, if that gesture of good faith on your part, because that's so provocative, that's so inflammatory, that's so insensitive, that's so insulting, if you're willing to move the Ground Zero Mosque, then we will cancel the Quran burning event day. However, the imam in New York, the Ground Zero Mosque imam, said, absolutely not. We are not moving our Ground Zero Mosque. I don't know what this pastor is talking about. And so now, Reverend Terry Jones has now issued a deadline for the imam to move the Ground Zero Mosque. That deadline has now passed. It looks like Terry Jones is trying to fly down to New York to talk and negotiate with Imam Rauf to see if there's any possibility the mosque will be moved. For now, it looks like the Quran burning event has been canceled, but now there are rumblings from Terry Jones's camp that maybe he will go ahead with it. Will he or won't he? That is the question. And so today, at a news conference, our dear leader, Barack Obama, the con man in chief, now came out and asked about the Quran burning issue, came out and flatly said, it's a dumb idea. Terry Jones should not do it, because you know what? It is highly provocative, highly insensitive, and I, as the commander in chief, have a duty to protect our troops, because now, just the fact that this event has been planned, never mind you'll go through with it, already today, tens of thousands of Afghans are protesting the Quran burning plan. This is endangering our troops. This man, Terry Jones, is now leading the way, encouraging, inciting not only Muslim-Christian hatred, but eventually attacks upon our very troops. Here is the dear leader coming out and saying, no way should that Quran be burned. Ray, roll clip one, baby.
With respect to the individual down in Florida.
Yeah.
Let me just say, let me repeat what I said a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
The idea that we would burn the sacred texts mm-hmm. of someone else's religion
mm-hmm.
is contrary to what this country stands for.
Really?
It's contrary to what this country, this nation was founded on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my hope is that this individual preys on it and refrains from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also commander-in-chief.
Ooh.
And we are seeing today riots in Kabul, riots in Afghanistan that threaten our young men and women in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got an obligation to send a very clear message that this kind of behavior or threats of action put our young men and women in harm's way.
Really? Oh, now you're the commander-in-chief. Huh? Oh, now all of a sudden the dear leader is wrapping himself in the flag. Now all of a sudden, oh, now his highest interest, now his highest priority is to protect our troops. Let me ask you something, dear leader. You're the one that claims, oh, this country is not based upon the founding of burning of religious texts, sacred texts. That's not what our founding is about. We're founded upon tolerance and freedom, according to you. Let me ask you this, dear leader. How come for the past 40 years, at college campus after college campus, at anti-war rally after anti-war rally, our American flag has been burned? Here in the United States and all over the world, including today. In Kabul, in the streets of Kabul, they're burning so many stars and stripes, they're running out of American flags to burn. But that's okay, eh, dear leader? No, then you came out and said it's okay to burn the flag. It's everybody's constitutional right. Hey, everybody can burn the flag. That's what you liberals have been saying. How many Bibles have been burned in this country by atheists? Oh, you're silent on that, dear leader. Oh, suddenly I don't hear you talking about the sacredness of Christianity. And my friends, notice this. This to me is the mother of all hypocrisies. Do you remember during the 2008 campaign when he had defeated Hillary and McCain was gaining on the dear leader? He wasn't the dear leader yet. He was the planned dear leader, the dear leader in waiting. And what did he say about many of the people in middle America? Do you know why they're conservative, he said? Because they cling to their Bibles and their guns. They cling to their Bibles. Well, let me ask you something, dear leader. You're able to mock Christians in this country. You're able to mock Bible lovers, the Bible-thumping Christians of this country. Then it's fair game. Tell me, why don't you lecture the Muslims on why they shouldn't be, quote, clinging to their Quran, huh? How come you don't lecture them? Hey, we don't like it when you cling to your Bibles in America. Tell me, why don't you give a lecture to the Muslim world? Why don't you tell them, don't cling to your Quran? You seem to be a little too attached to your Quran that you're now burning and looting and threatening to murder Christians because some pastor in the woods of Florida wants to burn a couple of Qurans. Look at what a hypocrite he is. On every angle, he's a hypocrite. So, the flag can be burned. The Bible can be burned. But the Quran can't be burned. Because all of a sudden now, this jeopardizes American troops. No, 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 dear leader. You know what jeopardizes American troops? Are your rules of engagement. The fact that you've tied our military with both hands behind their back. That's the thing that's the real threat to our soldiers. Now, I ask all of you. Over 1,000 Americans have died to topple the Taliban regime and to keep those people free and safe in Afghanistan. What the hell are we doing there? If they're going to come in and actually start dictating to us in Afghanistan after we've shed blood for them on what we can't or can't do in our own country? You mean to tell me that this man, this pastor, doesn't have a right to burn the Quran on his church's property? But the leftists can burn the flag, they can burn the Bible, the Muslims all over the world can burn our flag, they can burn Bibles. We have to fund crucifixes in urine jars here in America. We have to fund the Virgin Mary in manure. That's permissible. That's okay. But now, all of a sudden, when it comes to burning a couple copies of the Quran, look, he's got to call a press conference. And so now, he comes out again and says, no, 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 this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. This Quran must not and cannot be burned. Ray, roll clip two, baby.
And it's also the best imaginable recruiting tool for Al-Qaeda. And although this may be one individual in Florida, part of my concern is to make sure that we don't start having a whole bunch of folks all across the country think this is the way to get attention. This is a way of endangering our troops, our sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, husbands and wives who are sacrificing for us to keep us safe. And you don't play games with that. I hardly think we're the ones who elevated this story, but it is, in the age of the Internet, something that can cause us profound damage around the world, and so we've got to take it seriously.
Dear leader, this is again where you're completely wrong. You are the ones that elevated this story. Nobody heard about this Pastor Terry Jones. I heard about him. In fact, I was tipped off by conservativemonster.com. My good buddy, Steve Cooper, he's the one that said, hey, this guy's planning to burn a Quran down here in Florida, and apparently Al-Qaeda's issued death threats against him. So I had Terry Jones on way before this story got national attention. But my friends, this story, outside of Cooner Country, very few people knew about it. What elevated it to a national, international story? It was when Obama and Hillary Clinton and Robert Gates and General David Petraeus, when they publicly spoke out and they made this man into a national and international figure and turned this into an international firestorm. Had they just kept their mouth shut, nobody would know about this pastor in Florida burning Qurans. I have news for people. This may come as a news flash. Do you know how many Qurans have been burned in America over the last 10 years? There have been Qurans burned all over the place. Nobody knows about it because nobody publicizes it. But once the White House stepped in, once the commander of U.S. troops stepped in, once he turned it from a local issue into a national and international issue, oh, now it's spread like wildfire. Never let a crisis go to waste. And so what did Obama do with this? This is now his attempt to ingratiate himself with the Muslim world and to now paint this man as an extremist, to now vilify and demonize Reverend Terry Jones. That's what this is about. The White House has been playing politics with this from the get-go. And so my question to you is a simple one. What do you make of Obama's press conference today? Do you think Terry Jones will burn the Quran tomorrow? And in the end now, is this beyond the control of the White House? A Tennessee preacher says he'll burn the Quran. Churches in Kansas say they're going to burn the Quran. Protesters are going to burn it on the streets of Wyoming. My friends, Qurans are going to be burned all over the country tomorrow. Will the dear leader's words stop the Qurans from being burned? Is he putting the temperature up or down? 301-984-9570. Will Qurans be burned tomorrow across the United States? And should they? I want to hear from you on the Cooner Show. Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570 is the number. Well, after saying you shouldn't burn any Qurans, that this was now going to put our troops in danger, sending the wrong message around the world. You don't play games. You don't play games with American troops. He can play games with American troops. But they're not us. Not this poor pastor in Florida. No, not this pastor in Florida. He can't play games. You can't burn a couple of Qurans. You burn a couple of Qurans. Hey, come on now. There's going to be bombs all over the world. We're looking at World War III. He then transitions to the Ground Zero Mosque. You can't burn the Quran, That's insensitive. That's inflammatory. That's provocative to the Muslims around the world. But Ground Zero Mosque, that mosque at Ground Zero, no, 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 no. That's not provocative to anybody. Here is the dear leader saying, hey, if you can build a church, you can build a temple, you can build a synagogue, why not build a mosque on Ground Zero? Ray, roll clip three, baby.
If you could build a church on a site,
yeah.
You could build a synagogue on a site.
Yeah.
If you could build a Hindu temple on a site, yeah, then you should be able to build a mosque,
mm-hmm,
on,
mm-hmm,
the site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I recognize the extraordinary sensitivities around 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I've met with families of 9/11 victims in the past. I can only imagine the continuing pain and anguish.
Oh, I feel it.
And sense of loss that they may go through.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it. Look at this guy. It's unbelievable. So, he can understand the pain of the families of the 9/11 victims. He understands the pain of many Americans, but that mosque has to be built. But burning a couple of Qurans, well, no, no, come on now. No, you can't do that. In other words, what he is saying, without having to say it, is exactly the position of Imam Rauf, the Ground Zero Mosque Imam. There's no difference in their position. Muslims must be given a privileged status in America. They can be provocative. They can be insensitive. They can violate our sacred hallowed ground, but we can't violate their sacred texts. It's a blatant double standard, my friends. And my question to all of you is this. You've heard three clips. I'm going to play a couple more in the next break, after the next break. But is Obama now putting the interests of Islam ahead of that of the American people and our fundamental constitutional freedoms? I want to hear from you. 301-984-9570. Let's go to Bill in Rockville on line two. Bill, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hi, Jeff. Oh, welcome. Thank you. You know, Clinton was our first black president. Now Obama's really our first Muslim president.
Bingo.
And what about the army burning Bibles in Afghanistan?
Bill, I mean, I touched on that yesterday, and I'll say it again. When our troops are based in Afghanistan at Bagram Air Base, you had many Christian missionaries saying, hey, we should send some Bibles to our troops. And not only for our troops. Think about this. They're saying, hey, in two of the most common Afghan languages, let us send Bibles in those languages in case local citizens and residents and villagers want to read the Bible. Many of them have never been exposed to the Bible. And when they were sent to Bagram Air Base, General David Petraeus, this came straight from the top, from Petraeus and from the dear leader, said that those Bibles had to be burned because this would be provocative and inflammatory, that this was unacceptable in a Muslim country, a Muslim majority country, to have Bibles distributed in the local language. And so what did they do? Literally, the head of that Bagram Air Base said, we burn our trash here on this base. And those Bibles were, quote, treated as trash and burned. Oh, nobody. I didn't see people rampaging in America. I didn't see us burning down towns. I didn't see us burning down flags. I didn't see us burning Qurans. I didn't see us issuing death threats. Look at the blatant double standard. Not only can we not burn their Quran, but when they riot in the streets of Kabul, when they riot in Indonesia, when they riot in Pakistan, when this pastor in Florida has been issued death threats, it's the religion of peace. Literally, that's the argument. No, no, it's a peaceful religion. Everybody's peaceful. And this is exactly what the dear leader tries to argue at today's press conference. Hey, it's all peace. You just got a handful of crazies and count them on two hands. We'll have that and so much more. Stay tuned on the Cooner Show, 301-984-9570. You're listening to the last honest man in Washington on 570 WTNT.
I can only imagine the continuing pain and anguish and sense of loss that they may go through.
Call Cooner now, 301-984-9570.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. Somebody needs to say something here.
No, well, I'm just curious here. Somebody needs to say something. I said not to give me fanfare. You know, usually this is our esteemed program.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you want me to tell.
No. Like,
okay, it's our program director.
Well, that doesn't even matter. It just,
Chris
know, like,
Ross.
Just some guy that's here. Okay?
He's esteemed.
No, I just, I have
highly
a thought
respected.
On this thing. Highly respected by who? My mother? That's about it. By the
by
way.
By Ray.
Happy New Year, everybody, first. I haven't said any of that to folks yet. The question I have is, seriously, we need to know and think about this whole Koran burning thing, okay? This guy, he's a jackass, first of all, okay?
You mean who?
The preacher
okay,
that wants to burn the Koran, okay? I understand what's going on in his head. I get that. But think about this, jackass. Let's just piss the Muslims off. Let's just piss the guys overseas off. So that they have yet another reason to come back and get us again. Think about that. Has anybody even gone at this angle yet?
But we're not at war with Islam.
We're not at war with them. It doesn't matter. Think about this. Think about this. We're burning holy books. Somebody will take this. It'll be spun one way or another. It's going to piss somebody off. This is how it all starts, man. It's how it all starts. This is a little bit of my dad's lib coming out.
No, I can see that.
Okay.
I'm
on your side. You know that I hug the Washington Times when I sleep at night.
Boy, I didn't know, you were such a bleeding
heart. I'm not a bleeding heart, but the thing is, why are we gonna piss them off? Okay?
Well,
are we gonna piss them off and give them yet another reason? Just a thought. Let's all be happy.
Do you want to take calls on this?
No. It's just a thought.
I have to hold back Ray here. Ray is very upset. Ray,
give me your cans. I'll take it. You know, here.
Ray is very, very upset.
Well, I know he is.
Ray can't believe you're taking this position.
Ray gets upset. Well, Ray can do that. But I get the guy's, you know, what he's trying to do. I understand that. And the other multiple folks that have now gotten online with him. You know, the little lemmings, if you will, that have followed along and said, okay, I'm going to do this too. I totally get it. However, why are we just giving them more reasons?
All right, so you're not going to be burning any Korans tomorrow?
No, just dinner.
Okay.
Just dinner.
You're not going to put one on the barbecue and
no.
just sort of light it
oh,
up with some flavor?
Oh, you're terrible. You are terrible. At least we know what you're going to be doing tomorrow.
I'm at a tea party rally in southwest Pennsylvania, by the way.
Oh, I see. Well, you can have some tea. All right, so that's just my thought. I just, you know.
You don't like Korans being burned.
Well, I just don't think we should give them another reason to be mad. That's it.
Well,
that's
you know what you're
this
saying
is how it all starts. How it all goes around.
What you're saying is in many ways what Ray would always tell me. He goes, "Jeff, don't do anything to give Chris Roth another reason to hate us."
Well,
don't do that. He would always tell me that all the time. "Jeff, he already hates us enough as it is."
I'm going to burn your next Subway sandwich is what I'm going to do. You want to take a call? Take a call.
Okay, let's go to Charles in Silver Spring on line 3. Charles, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Thanks for having me. Long-time listener.
Oh, thanks, Charles. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, you know, kind of pointing on what Ray was saying, and I'm kind of going that way, is, you know, what this all reminds me of, this cowering in the corner, kind of reminds me of Nazi Germany, where we continued to appease the Nazis as they continue to take country after country, saying, oh, it's our right, or, oh, you know, this is what we get to do. And everybody kept saying, oh, okay, well, we want to remain peaceful. Well, you know what? After you take it on the chin so many times, you got to put your dukes up. I'm a peaceful Christian man, and my Bible says that I'm not going to harm anybody unless they start to harm me, and then I have the right to defend myself. Well, I don't want to continue to appease Islamists or extremists or anybody to the point where I give up so much of what I believe in to appease them, to keep them happy. Well, you know what? This is a two-sided thing here. You need to start watching what you do, and then I'll start watching what I do as well.
Oh, so Charles, your point is that if they burn Bibles in the Middle East, they burn our flag, they want to build a mosque on Ground Zero, they're killing our soldiers, they're murdering Christians and Jews, But they can do all of that, but this poor pastor on his own property can't burn a Quran. Is that your point?
And then we end up being the bad guy.
The bad guy.
You know? When they're doing all this stuff to us. But, you know, we one little guy in the woods of Florida does something, and all of a sudden all Americans are infidel trash who deserve to die. You know, my four-year-old son has them burn a Quran, and he doesn't deserve to die. So you know what? You need to readjust your little veil here.
So we shouldn't sit back and take it.
We shouldn't sit back and take it. We don't need to be, you know, going after them and starting things up just to piss them off. But you know what? They've been doing us for so long. So, you know, a little taste of their own medicine.
So your argument is, and for every action, an equal and opposite.
To a degree, you know. To a degree. I mean, we've taken a lot from them, a whole lot. And when, my question is, and it's not an answer's question, when do we draw the line in the sand?
And I don't think anybody's ever going to do it, because you got one guy getting pissed off here, another one on the other side getting pissed, and then it's the escalator effect. One here, one here, one here, one here. When does it end?
And when does somebody grow up and, you know, sit down at the table and say, hey, this has got to stop?
That's it. All right, good point. All right.
Let's go to Gina in New Jersey on line two. Gina, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
My pleasure,
I
Gina.
Wanted to tell you that I agree with the first guy who told that we effectively elected the first Muslim president here. And the danger is, I was thinking about this, parallel with the war with Nazis. The danger of it, as if we elected during World War SS officer, this is the same, what I feel personally. Second, this imam who is going to build mosque, he threatened the United States, clearly. So I believe, disregarding if this burning of Quran take place in this church, I believe we will see a lot of burning of Quran by ordinary people. And I'm just looking on internet, nearest burning place in New Jersey. I am totally mad. I can tell you that.
Well, Gina,
she thinks that ordinary people are going to burn the Quran.
Yeah, their protests are, apparently the protesters plan to burn the Quran in Wyoming's capital. A Kansas church has said they're going to burn it. A Tennessee preacher says he's going to burn it.
All right, Gina, what are you going to do?
Burn it.
You're going to take one and burn it? Are you going to go over to Borders and buy one and then throw it on the barbecue like Cooner here and burn it up?
Fry pork sausage and that.
Yeah, put a pork chop on that.
Wow.
Gina, get a nice bottle of wine, nice bottle of red wine, and put a pork chop on it.
Yeah.
Nice juicy pork chop.
Wow. All right, Gina. Thanks for the call.
Let's go to Henry in Trenton on line four. Henry, are you going to burn some Qurans this weekend?
Well, yeah, I think the gentleman there, Mr. Chris, is mistaken, sadly. Unfortunately,
See, he doesn't like to hear that, Henry.
I just wonder how the hell you get all these New Jersey calls.
He's the program director. No one ever tells him he's wrong.
Okay. I've been told all my life, Henry.
Ray says that behind his back all the time, but never to his face.
You go ahead. Yeah, Henry, what's your point?
Did it ever occur to you this could wake up Islam, wake up Muslims, and make them realize that maybe we need to get rid of this bad apple, fix that religion once and for all?
Or it's...
Think about that. And ever think about negotiating with terrorists? We don't do it. Our policy didn't shape terrorists. And that's what you're doing, capitulating.
Well, or he's going to get mad, or whoever's going to get mad, and they're going to fight back again. So we're going to get another heap and helping of 9/11.
We have a policy not to negotiate with terrorists. Are we not doing that, sir?
Are we? We're not negotiating with
them. Do what you say. If we do what you say, Mr. Rawl, we are doing what the terrorists want us to do, capitulate. We do not negotiate with terrorists.
Period. I'm not negotiating with them. I'm just saying, why give them another reason?
Is it a form of negotiation, Mr. Cooner, or is it not?
You mean negotiate in terms of what? If they cancel that Quran burning event?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's clearly, I mean, I disagree with Chris on this. I think it's clearly a capitulation. I think they're telling us we can't burn a Quran on our soil. Look, I'm not playing games. I don't like books being burned. It reminds me of the Nazis. I don't like Bibles being burned. I don't like Torahs being burned. I don't like Qurans being burned. I think it's highly inflammatory, highly insensitive. However, that being said, if the flag can be burned on a regular basis, if the Bible is burned across America by atheists on campuses, if it's burned across the Middle East. Look, there's a story today that just came out in the Gaza Strip. Remember that war a couple years ago when Hamas fought the Palestinian Authority? You had an infighting. When they took over the Gaza Strip, they burned churches to the ground. They destroyed the cross. They desecrated and burned Bibles. They shot nuns. Now, did you see Christians protest? Did you see us on the streets? Did you see us burning the Quran? Did you see us calling death to Islam?
We sit back and we take it. We take it. You know why? Because we're better than they are. That's why. We are better than they are. Uh-oh, hold on. You're not up, Henry. Go ahead.
How many people died because of media during the first Iraq invasion? Thousands of troops died because of their stupidity and their comments they make. The reporting in Wall Street, was it the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, about the satellite phone that Bin Laden was using, it gave away our secrets. They costed us thousands of lives. No one talks about that. And this is nothing compared to that.
Well, yeah. Well, this is history. You're talking history. We're talking about present, future, and what to do tomorrow. We can't clean up the past, you know?
You got to learn from our history, my friend.
You got to learn from the history, but you can write the future, too, Henry.
From the history, from the lessons.
Yeah, well, go both ways, my friend.
Let's go to Matt in Fairfax on line 4. Let's take one more call before the break. Matt, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. I got a bleeding heart program director.
Look, for one issue. One issue, okay?
Our resident...
One issue.
I didn't know. I thought Ray was our only commie producer here.
Oh, my God.
But I'm surrounded by Reds here, Matt.
You know what, pal? I'll get you. All right. Sir, what's on your mind?
Well, let's go back to what you said, Jeff. Let's go back here and listen to what the President of the United States said in his press conference. His bleeding heart about, I know the 9/11 families, yada, yada, yada. This is the same man that basically looked the people of the families of the Lockheed bomber and said, I really don't care. This is the same man that sat back and has basically let the bombers that blew up our warship in the Persian Gulf walk away. This is the same man that doesn't look to the, basically looked at the families in New York and said, I really don't care. At what point do people turn around and say, you know what? I think it's time for new leadership. The only reason this guy in Florida is known around the world in 24 hours is because of the White House. Why is that? That's the question you need to be answering yourself, not some fruitcake that burns a Bible or burns a book. Okay, because that goes on all the time. You just don't hear it.
Matt, excellent. That's exactly what I pointed out in my earlier monologue. They're the ones that escalated this. They're the ones that gave him all this attention and press play. They're the ones that singled him out. People have been burning Qurans for the last 9 years, ever since 9/11. But they're the ones that made this guy into an international media sensation. And I think the answer is a simple one. Because he wants to come across as the champion of the Muslim world. He wants to come across as somebody who's ingratiating himself to Islamic, to the Islamists everywhere. And so he's playing, the one that's playing politics with this, I believe, is not the Reverend. I think he's sincere. He really hates Islam. He really wants to burn that Quran. The one that's really playing politics with this is the dear leader Barack Obama and our own program director, Chris Rock.
Do not side me with him. Do not side me with him.
The bleeding hearts are forming an alliance. The dear leader, Chris Roth, and now Ray Blankenship. I'm surrounded on all fronts.
Yeah.
We'll be back after the break here on 570 WTNT if I still have a job on the Cooner Show.
We'll see.
Cooner Now, 301-984-9570.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington, 301-984-9570. Let's go to Kelly in Baltimore on line one. Kelly, it's great to hear from you. How are you, Kelly?
We are well. How are you today, Jeff?
Pretty good, pretty good. I mean, I'm surrounded by libs.
I know.
Everywhere
you're
I look.
You're not surrounded by libs. It's one comment. One comment. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen. I heard Matt from Fairfax, and he was asking, you know, why is the White House whipping all this stir up about this Quran burning and the mosque and all that? And, you know, if you go back to the campaign trail, he talked about coming up with that very well-funded private police force or whatever. So, you know, this administration is kind of whipping up fervor so that they can, I think, go after maybe shutting down the internet if it gets too crazy. They can call out, you know, his private well-funded police force. And on a different note, you know, the media has supported provocative pastors or preachers like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton in the past without questioning credentials whenever there is religious extortion out there. So, you know, there's two different kind of issues, two different ways to look at this whole thing.
No, Kelly, look, you make a lot of good points. This is the thing that I find most fascinating. They send the FBI against this reverend in Florida. They shut down his website. Robert Gates calls him and tells him to call it off. The White House calls him and tells him to call it off. The media is attacking him. Chris Roth is attacking him. Yeah. Ray Blankenship is attacking him. Yeah. Everybody's attacking him. And my question is this, where are these guys when Bibles are being burned? I don't see them anywhere. Let's go to Melinda in Donnelly on... Oh, Melinda Donnelly from the Tea Party in Pennsylvania on line three. Melinda, welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I am good. How are you, Melinda?
I'm doing great. Hey, I have some bad news. Bushiran Battlefield is a little bit leery of open fire, so there will be no Quran burnings here tomorrow.
Oh, there's going to... You're kidding. We're not going to have a big barbecue? No. Put some marshmallows on the Barbie?
No, sorry. We tried, but they were just like, now, look, Melinda, you need to keep your people under control. These right-wing extremists, and, you know, you just got to watch, so no Quran burning.
No Quran burning. How about pork chops? We're going to have some pork chops and wine, maybe?
Yes, we're going to have some pork chops and iced coffee this time. Iced coffee.
Melinda, I will be there. Grace is going to be speaking. Rusty Humphreys is going to be speaking.
Yes.
Okay, for all of the listeners of Cooner Country, when does the event begin? And how can people find more information about it?
Okay. The gates open at 11. The program begins at 1. And if they need some more information, it is www.southwestpateaparty.org.
Now, where is it being held? What's exactly where?
It's being held at Bushy Run Battlefield in Harrison City, Pennsylvania.
Harrison City, Pennsylvania. All right, just go to southwestpateaparty.org.
Yep, that's where you can find us.
Okay, thank you so much, Melinda. God bless you. Let's go to...
Tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Melinda. Cheers. Let's go to Don in Silver Spring on line two. Don, go, baby.
Hey, Mr. Cooner, let me tell you something. I mean, you are... When you say you're the honest man, you truly are the honest man. Here's a point I'm trying to make, one point I'll make. It's disgusting, you know, to listen to this media and everybody referring to this Quran burning. Have you noticed how they refer to this Quran? It's the Holy Quran. It's holy to them.
Oh, that's true. That's a very good point.
You know, and when it comes to the Bible, when it comes to the Constitution, when it comes to our flag, there's nothing sacred about this. All of a sudden, this book is called the Holy Quran. You know, how disgusting is this? And then, you know, everybody to say, okay, this guy is a kook. Now, let me ask you something. If this guy is a kook, how about the guys in the media? Are they not kooks?
Or better yet, Don, how about that Ground Zero mosque imam?
You know what? He's a kook, too.
That's what I'm talking about.
I believe
you. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Don, I'm on top of you. I think he's a kook, too. Perhaps a kook times two. Okay?
Yeah.
But I think the guy in Florida is just a little bit off base. All right, you know, he wants to demonstrate in some other direction.
Chris wants us to be sensitive.
Okay, you want me to go hug a tree is the problem. You want me to head to Tacoma Park, put my arms around a tree, and put on a grass skirt. That's what you want, pal. And that isn't it.
Chris, okay? Look, Chris doesn't like it. We could be offending them. Okay, if this Quran is burned, people are going to be offended.
Look, you're going to look at me one day and you're going to say, "Gee, you know, maybe I should have listened to Chris." I should have listened to Chris when there's a hole where the Shell station used to be. Okay? You remember that. All right.
All right, let's go to Tom in Florida on line 4. Tom, I got about a minute. Go, baby.
Hello, Cooner Country. Jeff, I'm about 70 miles south of the Gainesville. Chris, you're making a great point, but in principle, I have to agree with the Cooner man.
I'm with you, Tom.
Now, be careful now, Tom, because, you know, Chris, people don't disagree with Chris here, at least not to his face.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it doesn't tarnish our friendship.
Well, you know that show, Everybody Hates Chris? it started in this building.
It started in this building.
Yeah. I know the one that's everybody loves Raymond.
It's all right.
Okay, now look.
God bless you all, and Chris, Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. I'm actually not a Jew,
Chris,
but thank
Chris
you. I was just wishing with everyone else.
Listen,
but,
he's sensitive
you know,
to everybody.
I am. I was just saying, Happy
Jews,
New Year, folks.
Jews, Muslims, you know? You name it.
You know, I do have a lot of friends. But Tom, thank you.
Now, okay, this you, is, since I'm surrounded by left-wingers and pinkos here at the Cooner Show, Chris, this is for you, baby. Ray, this is for you, baby. For all you bleeding hearts, this is for all of you. Roll it.
Oh, you're not doing it. Yes, you are. You know, I make one point in my career in this joint, and what do I get from you? I get a load of poopola. Why don't you end your show so you can go host something nationwide? Savage Nation with Cooner is next for three solid
hours. That's
right.
You can listen to me on Savage. All of you have a great weekend. May God bless you. Chris, cheers, buddy. Ray.
You too, babe.
God bless you. God bless America. See you all on Monday. Same time, same place on the Cooner Show.